There's a very interesting machlokes rishonim about the din of Safek Orla in Chutz Laaretz. We know that there's an Isser Dairaisa for a person to eat a fruit that comes from a fruit tree if it's within the first 3 years of the planting of the fruit tree. After you plant a fruit tree, the fruits that grow within the first 3 years are considered Orla. And Orla is Osir Ba'achila, and it's Osir Ba'hano. So the 3 years at the beginning of the life and of the existence of this tree, the peiros of the fruit of the tree is considered Orla, and it's Osir both Ba'achila and Ba'hano. Now, the Pasuk that talks about this Isser is discussing peiros that grow in a fruit tree in Eretz Yisrael. It's one of the mitzvahs that's tluyos ba'aretz, l'chayra. It's only a mitzvah that should apply in Eretz Yisrael. However, even though the pasuk is discussing the fruit trees of Eretz Yisrael, and it's one of the mitzvahs that are tluyos ba'aretz, it's something that's contingent on the actual land, because you're planting in the ground, I would assume, Taka, that it applies only in Eretz Yisrael. Nevertheless, the Mishnah in Kedushin, Taka says that the din of Chutz Laaretz, the din of Orla applies even in Chutz Laaretz, which means, even when you plant a tree in Chutz Laaretz, during the first 3 years, there's an Isser of Orla, and you cannot partake of the tree's fruits. V'oid, you cannot benefit from the fruits that grow from the tree within the first 3 years, even in Chutz Laaretz. What's the source that there's a chiyuv of Orla, there's a din of Orla, even in Chutz Laaretz? So it's halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. The Gemara brings down the opinion that we pass in like Rabbi Yochanan that holds that it's halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. Now there is a man d'yomar in the Gemara, Shmuel, that holds that it's only d'rabbanan, that it's not a din halacha l'moshe m'Sinai, it's only a din d'rabbanan. However, we paskin l'maisa that it's a chiyuv midiraisa based on halacha l'moshe m'Sinai, that there's a din of orla even on trees that grow in Chutz Laaretz. However, there's a very fundamental difference between orla that grows in Eretz Yisrael and orla that grows in Chutz Laaretz. And the difference is that even though we say Safek Daraisa L'chumra when it comes to a Safek that arises if a fruit is considered orla when it's coming from Eretz Yisrael, however, in Chutz Laaretz, the halacha is if there's a suffix that arises as to the fruit's status and it's coming in, it was grown in Chutz Laaretz, the halacha is sveikoi mutter. Its suffix is mutter, and you could assume that it's not orla. That's the halacha. Now the question is, we should say that it's osir because the suffix deraisa l'chomer, and there's halacha l'mosh m'sinai which we treat as deraisa, and therefore that should obligate us to be machmer me suffix. When you have a suffix when it comes to Orla and Chutz Laaretz, the answer is that the Gemara itself says in Kedushin over there that part of the halacha l'moish m'sinai that dictated that there's a chiv of Orla and Chutz Laaretz as well said that when you are misupik, when you are unsure whether the din of Orla applies to a specific fruit, you could be mekel and you could assume that there is no chiv of Orla on this fruit. So the chiv of Orla and Chutz Laaretz is fundamentally different than in Eretz Yisrael, because it's based on halacha l'moshe m'Sinai, it's not d'oraisa. And as part of the halacha l'moshe m'Sinai, the din is that you can be mekel when there's a suffix arises, when it comes to orla, when it comes to fruit that grows in Chutz Laaretz, and you have to be machmer when it comes to fruit that grows in Eretz Yisrael if there's a suffix that arises. That is the halacha. Now, there's a very sadistic machlokes rishonim between Tosfos and the Ran, how far this goes. In other words, do we say that which we are mekel when it comes to a suffix of Orla and Chutz Laaretz, is that true if it's only, let's say, a 50-50 suffix? You're unsure whether there's a chiyuv of Orla or not, so you're mekel me suffix. What about a case where it's 75% chance that it's a problem and only a 25% chance that it's not a problem? What if the percentages point to the fact that it is Orla and not Orla? Can you be mekel on Orla and Chutz Laaretz even when al pi roiv it is Orla? Or no, when there's a majority that tells you that it's Arla, then even though the halacha l'moish m'sinei is that when there's a suffix, you could be mekel, but when there's roiv telling you that it's a problem, then you have to be machmir. That is a machlekes rishonim between Tosfos and the Ran. Tosfos assumes that if it's actually a roiv, there's a majority dictating that this fruit is actually Arla, you have to be machmir even in Chutz La'aretz. Because that's not considered a 50-50 suffix, it's not an equal suffix, and on that type of suffix, there is no halach l'moish Sinai being mekel. That is the opinion of Tosfos. However, the Ran disagrees, and the Ran holds that even if it's a 99% chance that it's Arla, no matter what, if it's a suffix, you're mekel. That's the halach l'moish Sinai. You could be mekel, me suffix, by Arla and Chutz La'aretz. Now, the Ran adds another point. He says that, let's say there's a machlekes ha-poiskim, whether a certain fruit is included in the category of Arla or not, and it's a shiloh that arises in a fruit that grows in Chutz La'aretz, not in Eretz Yisrael. Then even though usually we have a rule that yochid v'rabim haloch k'rabim, that we paskin like the majority opinion, and the majority, in fact, paskins l'hachmir, nonetheless, you could assume like the yochid that's mekel, and you could be mekel if it's a shiloh of a fruit that grows in Chutz La'aretz. Because since it's lemaisa a suffix, it's a machlekes ha-poiskim, we say suffix orlo in Chutz La'aretz, you could be mekel even though chances are that you have an orlo on your hands. And therefore, even though there's a machlekes ha-poiskim and the rabbim are saying that it is orlo, as long as there's a miyat that says that it's not Arlo, it's considered a suffix, and the halach is suffix Arlo and Chutz La'aretz, you could be mekel. That's the shita of the Ran. Now there's an interesting Gemara in Kedushin that actually has a tremendous kula that derives from this halacha, and where the Ran actually proves his shita from. And the Gemara says a story about Levi and Shmuel, where one Amira tells the other Amira, I know that you have Arla growing in your field. Just give me some fruit. Even though you know that it's Arla, give it to me and I won't know that it's Arla, and I will be mesupik about it, and therefore I'll be able to eat it. So over there, he's overtly giving him peiros that he knows is Arla. Nonetheless, since the receiver doesn't know that it's Arla, that's sufficient. And they had this arrangement that each one had this let's say, field, and each one would switch it, and in that way, they would be able to eat their Arla in Chutz La'aretz. That was a tremendous kula. It says the Ran, you see that any type of suffix whatsoever, we are mekel in Chutz La'aretz, and therefore, that's the pshat over here, why the Rav and why Shmuel and Levi had this arrangement, because as long as they generated some type of suffix when it came to fruit that's being grown in Chutz La'aretz, that's sufficient to be considered part of the rule of suffix Orlo and Chutz La'aretz, and you can be mekel, and there's no problem. Now, lemaisa, this is a Pella, this Gemara, and the Beis Yosef Taka writes that the Tur and the Rambam, if you take a look, don't bring down this Gemara lemaisa, this arrangement. Why? What's Pshat? Lemaisa, it's a Gemara, it's a Amiroyim. So says the Beis Yosef, because they held that this Memra was only Shmuel Shitasei. Shmuel was one of the people involved in the story. And says the Beis Yosef, Shmuel's opinion is that Orla and Chutz La'aretz is not Halach L'Moshe M'Sinai at all. It's only Medina, which means it's a Din D'Rabbanon. And therefore, we don't paskin like this Kula that emerges from this Gemara, because Rabbi Yochanan, who holds that Orla and Chutz La'aretz is actually Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, and it's not merely a din d'rabbanon. According to Rabbi Yochanan, we would have to be machmer, and therefore this kula was Shmuel Shitasai that holds that the entire concept of Orlo and Chutz La'aretz is not d'iraisa; it's only d'rabbanon. That is the shita of the Beis Yosef. L'maisa in the Sefer Achinuch and Mitzvah Reish Mem Vav, he writes as follows: Mikivan she'ein iser Orlo chal meisafik. Yisrael sheyesh lo ilon shel arla beginosai. Ubo chaveri v'ochal mimeno, einoi nizkak lo idiyashu arla. Says the Sefer Achinuch, since the din of arla, the isser of arla and Chutz La'aretz is only when it's vaday arla, but not when it's a suffix, if it's arla, memela, if a yid has a tree of Arla in his garden. He has a garden, and he has a tree of Arla in his garden. And his friend comes and eats from it. And he's about to take a bite. The owner of the garden is not mechuyev to inform him that it's Arla, even though he knows it's Arla. Says the chinuch, what's my source? What's my source that it's mutar b'chiya agavna, and there's no problem of being machshel, the person in the isser of Arla, and being over lifnei iver, idin deraisa? Says chinuch, because you find this arrangement between Levi and Shmuel in the Gemara, that he had this deal with him where he says, just pass me food, not telling me that it's Arla, and I'll be able to eat it because it's going to be a suffix by me, even though you know that it's Arla. So says the chinuch, you see clearly that kol zman, that the person eating it doesn't know for sure that he's eating Arla, it's mutter to have him eat your peiris, even though you know 100% that it's Arla. And Mela says the chinuch, that's the source for this kula, and therefore if you have a tree that you know is Arla, and your friend comes to eat, and he doesn't realize that it's Arla, you're not mechuyev to tell him that it's Arla, you're allowed to have him eat from your fruit. That is the shita of the chinuch. Zokta minchas chinuch. The chinuch obviously disagrees with the Beis Yosef, because the chinuch paskins that Arla and Chutz Laaretz is actually halach lo moshe mesinai. It's not merely a din d'rabbanan. Nevertheless, even though he holds that it's deraisa, it's halacha lo moshe mesinai, Arla and Chutz Laaretz, he still holds that if you own Arla, and you know it's Arla, you're allowed to pass it to your friend, because your friend doesn't realize it's Arla, and it's not considered a violation of the fnei iver, since by him it's a safek, and the whole isser of Arla only applies when you know it's Arla, when it's vada Arla to you, and not when you don't know it's Arla. That's the shita of the chinuch, and says the minchas chinuch, he disagrees with the Beis Yosef. Because according to the Beis Yosef, b'chi agavna, it's aser. Because the whole heter of passing someone arla that you know is aser, that he doesn't know is arla, only applies according to the man d'yomar that holds that it's not deraisa. It's only din d'rabbanon. However, if you hold halachol, it's a halachol mosh mesina, you have to be machmir. The chinuch disagrees, and the chinuch is mekel, even if you know 100% that it's arla, you could pass it to your friend since he doesn't know it's arla, even though we paskin that arla and chutz laaretz is halachol mosh mesina. The Shmaitza, the Shev Shmaitza in Shmaitza Aleph Perek Beis, asks a bomb kasha on this heter of the chinuch. How could these amiroim, what's pshat in this gemara even, how could these amiroim have this arrangement where I pass to you fruit that I know is arla, and you won't know it's arla, and you'll eat it, and it will only be a suffix by you, it won't be a vada yediyah of arla, and it will be mutter. L'chayra, if I know it's arla, I'm being nene. L'chayra, if I give you a matana, I get hanoah from the fact that you received a matana from me. And therefore, since Arla is asr b'hanoah, it's not just asr b'achila, it's also asr for a person to derive benefit from the Arla, how can the owner, the amoira that was passing the Arla to his friend, how could he give him the fruit that's Arla? L'chayra, if he knows that it's Arla, it's asr b'hanoah, and you're being nene by giving him a present. The halacha is that you give someone a present, that's considered you, the Naisin, being nene from the fact that you are now going to benefit from him, his feelings of reciprocation. And since he's going to be machzik toif to you, he's going to be makar toif to you, therefore you're being nene when you give him a matono, and l'chayr, this should be a violation of the Isser Hano in this very case. That's the kasha of the Shmaitz. L'chayr, in this Gemara, the person who is passing the fruit to his friend is violating the Isser Hano of Arlo. The Chassam Sofer in Yerideya Simen Reish Pei Vav wants to answer that this case is only applicable when it's only a suffix arla, when it's not a vaday arla, and it's a suffix hashakol. Half of the ilonos are not arla, and half of the ilonos in this field are arla, and therefore mitzad the person passing it, it's one suffix, and mitzad the recipient, it's a svek sveka. And the Chassam Sofer is madcha, and he says that that's the case of the Gemara, and you can't learn the Gemara kipshutai. That's how the Chassam Sofer learns. However, many other Achroinim learn, the Maram Shik, and others learn that en chanami, mitzad the kasha of the Shmaitza, it would aser the person giving the fruit from passing it on, because then he's going to derive benefit from this fruit of Arla. So al korchach, it must be talking about where this amoira that was passing the other fellow the fruit wasn't the owner of the fruit. He didn't own it, and therefore, since he didn't own it, he didn't derive benefit when he gave it b'matana to the other Amayra. But if he would taka own the fruit and he would give it to his friend, if he knew it was Arla, it would be Aser, because it would be a violation of the Isser Hanoah from Arla. The Maram Shik adds that perhaps he was mafkirit. The Noisin was mafkirit beforehand, so therefore Bishas the Matana was given, and there wasn't any Hanoah being derived from this fruit on the part of the owner. But Akoponim, this is the Ha'ara that the Gemara L'chayra seems to be Seiser, this din of Asering Bihanoah, the fruits of Arla. Because how could this person who owned it pass it to his friend? L'chayra, it's a violation of Arlo. So that's why the Achorinim are, grappling with this question, and they're coming up with either this terrace that they were mafgirit, or that it wasn't his field, it was someone else's field, it wasn't his peiris that he was giving over, and that's why he wasn't considered being in violation of the Isser Hano of Arlo. That is the Shita of the Achorinim. Now, there's a very interesting discussion in the Paiskim about the following issue. This that we know, that the din is Safik Arla in Chutz La'aretz is Mutter. What is the halacha when it comes to a Safik that's very easily verifiable? You could verify it. You could be Mevarer the Safik. A Safik in Chutz La'aretz that's Efshel his barer, Efshel Levarer, what's the halacha? So there's a Taisis in Erevin Daf Heyomid Beis, where Taisis says that by a normal Safik Durabanon, the halacha is that we are only makel, that you could be relying on this Safik and be lenient when it comes to the Safik. That's only when there's no tircha, or when there's a big tircha to mevar. However, if there's a very easy way of verifying the Safik, says Taisvis, there's no din of Safik Durabanon Lakula. So as I said, Taisvis, that the din of Safik Durabanon Lakula only applies if there's a tircha, a big tircha to mevar the Safik. But if there's no tircha, there's no din, there's no kula of Safik Durabanon Lakula. That's the Shita of Taisis. Now, we should note that Chutz La'aretz, the din of Erla and Chutz La'aretz is not a Safik Durabanon. It's Halacha L'Mishmei Sinai. It's just that part of the Halacha L'Mishmei Sinai is that you could be Mekel. The question is, what about Safik, Erla, and Chutz La'aretz? Do you have this Chumrah of Taisis that when there's no Tircha, you have no kula of Safik Durabanon Lakula, and it's only Safik Durabanon Lakula when there's a big tircha to mevare? Or no, perhaps the din of Arla and Chutz La'aretz is even more kal, even more lenient than a regular Safik Durabanon, and you could be mekel even if there's no tircha to mevare. That is the shaila. So this is a discussion in the Paiskin. In the Sefer Megillah Sefer, in Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Beis over there, he writes, "Ugdoilu mizu dekaimelon de svek sveka sheyachol isbar ein slimchen asveka lahachil." Says the Megillah Sefer, we paskin by a sofik that's a double sofik, a svek sveka. The halacha is we're not mekel if it's efshel isbar. Now, even though the rule is by svek sveka we could be mekel, however, we paskin, according to many paskin, that if it's efshel isbarer, you can't be mekel based on a svek sveka. Now, over here, he says, even though we paskin that by a svek sveka you have to be mevarer if you could mevarer, and even by safik durabanon you could mevarer, if you could mevarer you have to mevarer, the halacha is different when it comes to safik arla and chutz la'aretz. And the halacha is that when it comes to safik in this halacha about arla and chutz la'aretz, even though it's halacha l'moshim Sinai, and even if it's efshel levarer, you do not have to mevarer. That's how the Sefer Megillah Sefer assumes. And this is taka how many paiskim assume. So even though there are paiskim that want to be machmer and say if it's very easily verifiable, you're mechuyev to mevar. However, the premise of many paiskim is taka to assume that even though normally by a safek durabonon, where we say that it's lakula only if it's a big tircha to mevar, but if it's very easily verifiable, then the halacha is like taisvis that you have to mevar. However, by this particular case of Safik Arla and Chutz La'aretz, you could be Mekel. And this applies even if you hold by a Svek Sveka. You could only be Mekel if it's not easily verifiable. But if it's easily verifiable, even by a Svek Sveka, you should be Machmer. But over here, you could be Mekel, according to most places.